Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. In 2011, as a subset of the Quad City Wild Places Coalition, River Action formed the Rock Island County Conservation Consortium to bring together practitioners, science experts, and municipal, county, state, and federal representatives to develop approaches for improving coordination and conservation in Rock Island County, particularly at wild places sites. Establishing new partnerships, developing strategic ecological corridors, expanding existing natural areas, restoring and managing areas within the Wild Places Network, and enhancing public access are the outcomes to be achieved. Since 2011, River Action has received $165,000 from the Quad Cities Community Foundation's Community Works Endowment Fund. With this funding, River Action has completed over $1.4 million worth of conservation projects in Rock Island County as a part of the Quad City Wild Places and Rock Island County Conservation Consortium. Due to the large success of the Rock Island County Conservation Consortium, River Action formed the Scott County Conservation Consortium in 2017 to mirror the funding strategies and projects completed in the Rock Island County group. Funding for the 2018 Scott County Conservation Consortium projects was provided by the Quad Cities Community Foundation's Challenge Grant and Arconic. In our first year of this program, we received $46,000 from our donors and completed over $360,000 worth of conservation work in Scott County. Some of the conservation work completed and proposed through the consortiums includes hosting an AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps team that improved the river trail at Blackhawk State Historic Site, a conversion of agricultural land at Pigeon Creek Park into a natural area by planting native trees, conducting a prescribed burn, and removing invasive species, a replacement of two wood bridges to aluminum frame bridges on the Sac Fox Trail at Loud Thunder Forest Preserve District, an update to the 2008 Rock River Ravines Watershed Plan, a bluebell planting at Jungi Park after an extensive effort to remove invasive species, the installation of the first permeable alley in the city of Davenport to implement an innovative solution for controlling runoff, improving the quality of water entering the Mississippi, and reducing flooding, and many more projects. To view the other 2018 conservation projects of both the Rock Island County and Scott County Conservation Consortiums, please visit riveraction.org/QCWP.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.